This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Tumani Kamara is having a phenomenal start to his career, and not very many people see it because the Blazers are not on national television.
One time this year, and that's already in the rearview mirror.
That's it.
And then, what was it, two times last year? Was it twice last year?
No, just the Bucks game last year.
Just the Bucks game? Mm-hmm. I thought they flexed one other one
in
there.
They had an NBA TV game.
Oh.
It wasn't national.
Great. But Tumani Kamara is playing at such a ridiculous level that the comparisons that he is getting, I think when everybody looks at him initially, you go, oh, he wears number 33. Oh, he has the big wristband that he wears on his arm. Oh, his movements and size, he's jacked out of his gourd. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Right?
You go. I mean, the physical profile is very, very similar.
The fact that he loves Scottie Pippen, too.
Yes.
But when you watch stylistically the style of his game, it kind of plays like a couple other stars that are pretty lofty comparisons, but I want to see kind of, because I saw this back and forth you were having on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And dude, I wasn't arguing.
You were not. No. You definitely weren't on the toilet. You were at a computer because you popped up some graphs. I don't think you can do that from your John, but
I can.
Actually, I don't want to.
I can.
I will just never touch your computer ever. But Kawhi Leonard and Jimothy Butler?
Yes.
Are those probably the best comps for Tumani Kamara?
So, based on EPM, estimated plus minus, it's the most accurate catch-all as far as predictive nature. If you stack Kawhi Leonard, Tumani Kamara, Jimmy Butler, all on the same graph, it's very similar at where they are at their points in their career in games played. The difference is that obviously those guys all came in much younger than two.
Mm-hmm.
And so the development curve is going to be different, right? It doesn't say that two can't keep developing and couldn't be on that trend. Like, he's very, very similar to Jimmy. Kawhi is above that curve. Kawhi's curve is
ridiculous.
Nuts. But what you've seen two do, I'm not putting ceilings on players in general, but I have, you know, guardrails of like where I think a player is going to be. I thought two would be a very good 3-and-D guy after last year. I was like, okay, could he possibly get some all defensive votes in his career? Probably. Now, if he doesn't make second team all defense this year, I'm going to be pissed.
He should be with the way that
he's one
played.
Of the 10 best defenders in the NBA, and I've had that echoed to me by basically every scout that comes in the building.
Now, the biggest issue, though, with the all-NBA teams, the all-defensive team...
Positionless.
It is positionless, and it's the media that votes on it, and we just mentioned you have one national television game that a lot of the
people... The flip side of this is,
vote.
Though, whether you listen to Hoop Collective with Windhorse and Bontemps and McMahon, or you listen to Bill Simmons with Russillo, or you listen to the guys on The Ringer, which we'll be joined by Justin Verrier on Thursday. The guy who gets all the love when they talk about Portland for 20 seconds, it's two. It's not,
oh, it should be.
It's not Scoot. It's not Shaden. It's Denny to an extent. It's two. It's two hands down. It was like, this two Monte Kamara guy, who is this dude? Because even when he doesn't have a big scoring night, even if it's 10, 12 points, his defensive impact is real. Like, it's out there. It's not like Dyson Daniels where he's like leading the league in steals to a level like we haven't seen in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does both individually and the team concept, you feel it. And there's only so many wing defenders in the NBA that can do that. It's the OG Anunobis. It's the twos. It's Dyson Daniels. It's and Ausar Thompson. Like, those five guys, those are probably your best five wing defenders in the NBA. Like, two is on the short list of best wing defenders in the entire league.
I will...
Lou Dort as well.
The Dortcher chamber? Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Hells yeah, he is.
Dort's going to get Defensive Player of the Year votes.
And, you can look at the metrics through the first, whatever. We're at 127 games of...
Yeah, he's moving up to his 150-game mark by basically the end of the season.
When you look at... We have a very small sample size. What you see, though, is a guy that, no matter what, as of right now, this is why I think the gunning for the play-in and not pulling a page out of the 76ers playbook of what they're doing right now, which is they're sitting there going, shoot, we are currently, they're in 12th in the East right now, the 76ers are.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they are shutting down Joel Embiid.
I'd be shocked if they didn't.
They've lost 7 in a row. They've lost 9 of their last 10 games. This is where you go, if you could get a young star to pair next to Tumani Kamara, that is exactly what you need.
No.
You need to have it. Like, because he is on a second-round contract, which means after this year, they only have him for 2 more years. Mm-hmm. Then he hits free agency, and you sit there. If there's not a star to play alongside, you tell me that the bag won't be coming for a guy like Tumani Kamara from teams across the NBA?
Yeah.
You're damn right they will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, like, this year being a lost year of, we lost too many games, we're still going to gun for that 10 seed. That's where it doesn't sit well for a lot of Blazer fans, mm-hmm. because you have that number. He is exactly what Damian Lillard needed.
Yeah. Look,
100%.
I'll say it flat out. Dame has told me he would have killed to have a guy like Tumani.
Well, for 9 years of Dame's career in Portland, he wanted a guy like that because the first two he had, Wesley friggin' Matthews.
And Nick Batum.
And those two guys right there, they were outstanding.
Yeah, they were exactly what he needed.
And right now, you have that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the Dame, though.
No.
And you, as good as Tumani, we just went over what the profile could be if he maximizes, right? Which is like Jimmy Butler at the very tippy top. And you're not saying that he's Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying he's Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard.
Just looking at the games played and kind of the trajectory he's on like a Jimmy Butler light path.
But
Jimmy Butler light is a really good freaking player to have.
It's a great player to have. And if you don't have a star to pair him with, you not only lose that window of having a star right now, you lose the window of Tumani Kamara potentially as well.
Here's two over the last 15 games. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 1.6 steals. He is shooting 57-51-84. He's shooting 51% from three over his last 15 games on almost 4 attempts a game.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's again, pretty good.
Two's not going to be that good of a shooter. Nope, no one is. But two's going to be probably a 37-38% three-point shooter. Like, I'm comfortable. I talked about his jump shot before they went on the last trip, a couple games before they went on the trip before the break. And I was like, man, you haven't really, like, retooled your jump shot. You've just refined it. He goes, yeah, no. He's like, working with the assistant coaches and John Townsend, the shooting coach. He goes, I've just, like, worked to, like, make sure my base is really good, make sure I'm consistent, make sure I'm not rushing, making sure, like, I'm always in the right. Like, if you're a watch, remember the thing we kind of criticized Shaden and really Scoot for last year was not being ready
mm-hmm.
when the ball got to his hands. Just watch two off ball. Knees bent, butt down, hands up, ready. Basically all the time when he's working as a spacer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, we saw a lot of times last year, you know, this is something that we talked about a lot, is Tumani Kamara, for large stretches of games last season, would just go stand in the corner and not, like, he was like an afterthought to what they were doing offensively. And to the point of what you're just talking about, you see that he may not be the focal point, but that always be ready. And he's there.
And the Blazers are finding ways to work him more into the offense. This is something I've kind of tracked with Chauncey Billups throughout the season. I'm like, hey, like, where, what other areas are you trying to get too involved in? And you've seen him work more as a screener. You've seen him work as a role man. I mean, he's had a couple, over the last 10 games, he's had like 8 or 9 vicious dunks as the role man. And it, because it puts kind of defenses in a bind, because two actually is a pretty good screener too, because I think people forget that Tumani Kamara was a 4 and a 5 in college. Like, that's him and Daron Holmes at Dayton were kind of their bigs. They played kind of a smaller big, like 2'6", 8'6", 9" guys. And that's why, number one, he's a great rebounder for a wing. He's right there with Denny as being one of the best rebounding wings in the league. And so, like, there's all these little things that they can kind of work him in. I don't think he's ever going to have the on-ball juice anywhere near a guy like Jimmy or Kawhi, because their handles were just so much better. But working as a secondary or tertiary guy, I'm very interested to see, like, kind of what they can do and where they can kind of put him in little wrinkles and stuff like that. Because even if he just tightens his handle a little bit and you get him in a switch on a smaller guy, two knows how to leverage his strength in his frame. Like, that's something he knows how to do. And it's very interesting to kind of see, like, we know what his defensive ceiling is.
Yeah.
It's one of the best defenders in the league. Now you're kind of thinking, like, okay, you get that every night. Where does the offense, or how high can the offense reach?
Well, we hope that it comes. We hope that it comes soon, and we hope that it comes with a star player that they can attach to him.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the Blazers don't appear to be in that game, and that can be very frustrating to a lot of folks. Well, I hope.
Me too.
I mean, Cooper Flagg. Come on, basketball gods. Cooper Flagg would be nice to put alongside him.
Simmons and Russillo had a little thing of on the podcast of over-under titles. Scoot and Cooper together. They're manifesting.
Scoot and Cooper together.
Yeah. Simmons loves Scoot, man.
All right, good. Hey.
He loves Scoot.
He loves Scoot.
Hey, look, when national guys want to talk about the Blazers, I'm all about it.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.